بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. سماعهم كلام أهل القبور، سماع عمر رضي الله تعالى عنه كلام شام شاب متعبد. أخرج الحاكم من يحيى بن أيوب الخزاعي قال: سمعت من يذكر أنه كان في زمن عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله تعالى عنه شاب متعبد قد لزم المسجد، وكان عمر به معجبا، وكان له أب شيخ كبير، فكان إذا صلى العتمة انصرف إلى أبيه، وكان طريقه على باب امرأته، فافتتنت به فكانت تنصب نفسها له على طريقه، فمر بها ذات ليلة فما زالت تغويه حتى تبعها، فلما أتى الباب دخلت وذهب يدخل، فذكر الله وجلي عنه، ومثلت هذه الآية على لسانه: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، إن الذين اتقوا إذا مسهم طائف من الشيطان تذكروا فإذا هم مبصرون، فخر الفتى مغشيا عليه، فدعت المرأة جارية لها فتعاونتها عليه، فحملته إلى بابه وأجلس ودق على أبيه، فخرج أبوه يطلبه فإذا به على الباب مغشيا عليه، فدعا بعض أهله فحملوه فأدخلوه، فما أفاق حتى ذهب من الليل ما شاء الله، فقال له أبوه: يا بني ما لك؟ قال: خير. قال: فإني أسألك بالله. فأخبره بالأمر. قال: أي بني، وأي آية قرأت؟ فقرأ الآية التي كان قرأ، فخر مغشيا عليه، فحركوه فإذا هو ميت، فغسلوه فأخرجوه ودفنوه ليلا، فلما أصبحوا رفع ذلك إلى عمر، فجاء إلى أبيه فعزاه به وقال: ألا آذنتني؟ قال: يا أمير المؤمنين، كان ليلا. قال عمر: فاذهبوا بنا على قبره. فأتى عمر ومن معه القبر، فقال عمر: يا فلان، ولمن خاف مقام ربه جنتان. فأجابه الفتى من داخل القبر: يا عمر، قد أعطانيهما ربي في الجنة مرتين، كذا في الكنز. As we mentioned yesterday, day before yesterday, my respected brothers, this Hayat al-Sahaba that we are reading, obviously we cannot make ubur of the entire kitab. This is just to create the thirst within us so that we make this part of our daily ta'lim. The benefits of it are tremendous. We cannot possibly overemphasize the importance of us making Hayat al-Sahaba part of our infiradi daily ta'lim. Most of whatever we are doing, for example, during these last 10 nights, this is actually just to plant the seeds. It should not be that we worship Allah Ta'ala only now, but how the thirst can be created so that this khair and barakat can permeate throughout the next 11 months of the year. For example, our Qari Sahib, mashallah, very beautifully recited Surah Hamim al-Dukhan. The hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam: man qara'a hamim ad-dukhan laylatul jumu'ah ghufira lahu. Like I mentioned earlier in the bayan, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, al khayru kathir, said the opportunities of goodness, of gaining Allah's closeness, are many. The tragedy, qalilun fa'ilu, very few will practice upon them, or very few will take advantage. But the opportunities Allah gives are many. Qari Sahib was reading slowly. Even then, it took barely 10 minutes to read Surah Hamim al-Dukhan. And yet Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, that person who reads Surah Hamim al-Dukhan on the night of Jumu'ah, that is a Thursday night, ghufira lahu, Allah forgives all his sins. So there are so many opportunities Allah Ta'ala is giving us, so many chances to gain the maghfirat, forgiveness of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So we should make this part of our ma'mool, that on a Thursday night, try and read Surah Hamim al-Dukhan. Likewise, we heard earlier the benefit of reading Surah Kahf. Now, Yusuf Sahib rahmatullah alayhi, in this incident which I just read, he mentions one ajeeb waqia which occurred in the time of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, during the khilafat of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Abu Ayyub, Yahya bin Ayyub Khuzai is the narrator. He says that in the time of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, there was a young man, Muta'abbid. Muta'abbid is what we call Isme Mubalagha, where the word ibadat is heavily emphasized. In other words, this youngster was always in ibadat, always in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Lazim al masjid. Whenever you will look for him, you'll find him in the masjid. Young man, sharp, always in ibadat, always in the masjid. So much ibadat, so much he persevered, that Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu had become very impressed by this youngster, by his mujahadat in ibadat. And this youngster used to live with his old father, elderly father he had. At night, when he would make his Isha Salah, he would go home to make the khidmat of his father. وَكَانَ طَرِيقُهُ عَلَىٰ بَابِ إِمْرَأَةٍ. However, one is the taqwa, the piety. So the nur of iman, the nur of his mujahadat, the nur of his ibadat was eminent on this youngster. So on his way to his home, he would pass by the home of a woman, very beautiful young woman. فَفْتَتَنَتْ بِهِ. And this woman became attracted to this youngster. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَا تَرَكْتُ بَعْدِي فِتْنَةً أَضَّرْ عَلَى الرِّجَالِ مِنَ النِّسَاءِ. Said, I have not left behind me any fitna, any test which is more harmful to men than women. I mentioned this the other day also, that women referred to here is not all women. Because Rabia Basri rahimahullah was a woman. Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha was a woman. Fatima al-Zahra was a woman also. This hadith doesn't refer to such women. They are not harmful. Nisa here refers to women of masiyat, of sin. I'm digressing, but Shariat has given us, my respected brothers, Allah has given us a great jewel. Allah has given us what we call a johar. Allah has given us a jewel. And what is that jewel? It is the road to the nur of iman. It is a road to that power and that taqat and that ability which will enable us to even subjugate the malaika. I'm not saying this lightly. Allah has given us a weapon, a jewel. You will be able to subjugate the malaika. You will get the nur of akhirat. The hidden system of this world will come into your service if you will utilize this one very, very powerful jewel and weapon which Allah has given you. What is that jewel and weapon? The lowering of the gaze. What we call the cloak of haya, of shame. Allah says, قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَغُدُّوا مِنْ أَبَصَارِهِمْ وَيَحْفَظُوا فُرُوجَهُمْ. If you look at this verse of the Quran, what is the actual injunction? I'm going to translate the verse. Say to the believers, Allah is addressing the people of Iman, قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَغُدُّ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ. Lower your gaze. And generally in Quran, when Allah issues an instruction or a directive, it's just one time. In any language, the male tense is the ghalib tense, so it's used in the male tense. قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Say to the believing men. Doesn't only mean believing men, it means believers. Say to the people of Iman, يَغُدُّ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ. Lower your gaze. But this injunction, this command, this imperative of Shariat was so important that in Surah Nur in the Quran, it's ajeeb. Allah repeats this injunction. قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَغُدُّ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ. And then the next verse, قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنَاتِ يَغْدُدْنَ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِنَّ. وَيَحْفَظْنَ فُرُوجَهُنَّ. Say to the believing men, and the next verse, say to the believing women, same command. Why does the Quran repeat the command? Believing men, believing women. Believing men, believing women. In order to emphasize how important this command of Shariat is. Al-haya inna li kulli deenin khuluqa. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, every deen has an emblem. Call it a mascot. Has an akhlaq, has a symbol, has an indivisible characteristic that is directly associated with the culture of that deen. In other words, without this, that deen can never be there. And he said, khuluqul islami al-haya. He said, the akhlaq and character, an indivisible characteristic of my shariat and my way of life is haya, shame, modesty. Al-haya'u la ya'ti illa bi khair. He said, haya will only bring good. One hadith, al-haya'u khairun kulluhu. Every good is in haya and shame. Haya and shame, al-iman wal-haya'u qurana'u jami'a. Iza rufi ahadu ma rufi al-akhar. He said that iman and haya, iman and shame and modesty are two inseparable entities. If one is not there, then other can never be there. If there is no haya, there is no iman. We are living today particularly in a society or in a culture where we are, it's a crude term, but where we are at war. On a daily basis, we are at war with behayai and shamelessness and immodesty. And there is even this drive, under the name of Islam being a contemporary religion, Islam keeps up with the times. That was the camel age, this is the space age, this is the rocket age. Islam is a contemporary religion. Under all these fancy terms and titles, there is almost a daily effort that is being made to try to make halal what is haram. Try to condone this culture of intermingling. Trying to condone this culture of what we call co-ed education, mixing between men and women under the guise of gender equality, etc. We are trying, the society we are living in is trying to break down the barriers. And the sad part of it is they are trying to break it down in the name of Islam, that Islam condones this. Because once you make something haram, halal, a man is not going to make tawbah. Because he's not even realized he's doing something wrong. But what we have to understand is they can try whatever they want. Islam will never ever condone behayai and shamelessness. Allah has created a barrier between men and women. There has to be parda. That is Islam. And there is no getting away from that. I always, whenever we have this discussion, mention one incident which occurred during the Hajjatul Wada of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we find that this particular incident is mentioned in most of the books of Ahadith. Under the chapter of the Hajj of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this incident is mentioned. I'm digressing and spending a little bit more time on this because this has become a very pertinent and a very important topic nowadays. For us to understand the mizaj and the temperament of Islam. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us haya, he taught us shame, he taught us modesty. And haya and shame is inextricably linked with iman. The more haya, the more the iman. Particularly our youth today are facing this challenge in the schools, in the universities. This is a daily jihad that they are facing. How to control the gaze, how to avoid this intermingling. Like I mentioned, today there is a drive to make it halal. I remember a few years ago, many years ago, this was I think year 2000, our Jamaat was in LA. So they took us for one mulaqat. house of this Muslim brother. Professional. Now normally you'll notice, even if a person is doing something wrong, person is in guna, is doing something wrong, the little bit spark of iman will be there that he'll try and conceal his wrong. Sometimes a house, they got, mashallah, fancy sound system, very big TV, but then even the masturat of the house, when they hear, you know what, some maulana is coming, or some sheikh is coming, or some jamaat is coming. So what they'll do is, those objects, those overt objects which are publicizing their sin, when the jamaat is coming or the maulana is coming, they'll do something about covering that or concealing that. They won't publicize something that is blatantly wrong in front of the dindar tabqa. That much haya and shame is there. That much embarrassment is there. The reason I'm mentioning this is that this brother that we went to meet publicizes something about himself. Why? He's not publicizing some guna. He thinks what he is doing is good. He's been convinced that this is now deen. And that is the most dangerous thing, when what is haram becomes halal. Because then there is no question of making tawbah. Then the man's iman is in khatra. So we sat with this brother. Like I said, this mulaqat took place more than 20 years ago in America. So now obviously, because it's a jamaat, you can see Maulana, a few other dindar people, so he wants to now, he starts speaking on dini achievements. So he said, Maulana, you know what? My daughter is part of the Islamic Society in university. And my daughter is on the editorial committee of the university. And in fact, she's one of the editors, and they've prepared a magazine, Islamic magazine. And this is not kargozari of something I'm telling you that I heard from someone else. This is my personal experience. I was there. So he brings this magazine. On the magazine, he's got a picture of two teenage boys, two teenage girls, maybe 20, 21 years of age. They got the Arab scarf on. I can still remember that also. Arab scarf over the jeans and t-shirt. And the Muslim boys, Muslim girls got their hands around each other, around their necks. The four of them, the picture is there. And on above it is Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Surah Fatiha. Underneath that is this picture. And then underneath that is some comment about how the teenagers are involved in Islamic or dini activities. And he says, my daughter is part of the editorial committee of this magazine, Islamic magazine. In other words, halal pork. Every command of Allah is broken. Tirmizi Sharif riwayat, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, لَأَنْ يُتْعَنَ فِي رَأْسِ أَحَدِكُمْ بِمِخْيَةٍ مِّنْ حَدِيدٍ خَيْرٌ لَهُ مِّنْ أَنْ يَمُسَّ إِمْرَاتٍ لَا تَحِلُّ لَهُ. My Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, for a nail to be taken and hammered into your head, it is better than you touching a woman who Allah has made haram for you. For a nail to be taken and hammered into your head, it is better than you touching a woman that Allah has made haram for you. And yet in the name of Islam, Surah Fatiha, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, and this type of picture, Islamic magazine. This is where we have to be very, very careful. Very, very careful. We cannot, one is, if you are involved in guna and sin, conceal your sin. And then make tawbah, have regret. Don't justify, don't try and make what is haram into halal. Under these different guises and banners, today there is a concerted drive to take women out of the home, put them into the marketplace, commercialize the women, get them involved in all sorts of activities out of the home. And the sad reality is we are trying to justify it in the name of Islam. This can never be Islam. This incident which I am referring to, most of the books of ahadith, this incident is there. Under the chapter of the Hajj of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And ulama say that the reason this incident is mentioned is because of what transpired during that incident. What was it? There was a young girl from the Banu Khath'am tribe. She came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and she had a question. What was the question? That my father is elderly, he is infirm. His health is such that he is physically incapable of making Hajj. Can I make Hajj on his behalf? This was the question that this young girl had for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Like I said, this incident is mentioned in most of the books of hadith because of what transpired. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam was sharing the camel with Usama. With Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhu. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sharing the camel with Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma. And there was a, particularly during the Hajjatul Wada, many sahaba knew that we're not going to get this opportunity again to make Hajj with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So there was a microscopic gaze on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They didn't want to miss any nuance also. Anything that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did, the gaze was trained on him. They watched every movement of Rasulullah. And because of that barakat of that, this is why we have the whole Hajj of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in front of us. Because they reported even down to the minute gaze, minute details. So young girl approaches. Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is on the camel. Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu is with him. Youngster, young man. He was young at that time. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when this girl approaches, naturally, obviously, if somebody is approaching to ask you a question, the occupants of the camel will look towards her. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam looked towards her, and Abdullah bin Abbas, the young man, also looked towards her. This is a natural reaction. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam physically took his hand, placed it on the chin of Ibn Abbas, and turned his gaze away. Physically turned his gaze away. Then he dealt with that question and then she went away. Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, the uncle of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was very hurt when he saw this. Hurt in the sense that he felt that in somehow or the other, in front of everyone, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had turned the face of his nephew away, and the face of his cousin away from this girl. So Abbas is the uncle, one hand it is a Nabi. Obviously, the maqam of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam cannot be questioned. But on the other hand was Rishta, was his uncle. So he said, Lawaita unuqa ibn ammik. Lawaita unuqa ibn ammik. That, Ya Rasulullah, you turn the face of your cousin away like that. In other words, in front of everyone, everyone was looking. So what was the answer that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave? He said, رَأَيْتُ غُلَامًا شَابًا وَجَارِيَةً شَابَّةً. On the one side was a young man, and on the other side was a young woman. On the one side was a young man, and on the other side was a young woman. فَخَشِيتُ أَنْ يَدْخُلَ بَيْنَهُمَ الشَّيْطَانِ. I feared that shaitan would come in between them. Now analyze this, especially those who try to justify co-education, intermingling. All sorts of excuses are given. We need professionals, women, and we need this and we need that. Under those guises and banners, there is this drive to try to halalize and make permissible intermingling between men and women. There was a young man and a young woman. I feared if I did not intercede that shaitan would come in between them. Who is Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam speaking about? Who's the young man? Who's the young woman? One side is the Rasul of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Inni akhshakum lillah wa atqakum lahu. No one more muttaqi and has greater khashiyat of Allah than Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's back is touching the chest of Abdullah bin Abbas. The Nabi of Allah, the height of piety, the height of taqwa. His back is touching the chest of Abdullah bin Abbas, sharing the same camel. Who is Abdullah bin Abbas? Abdullah bin Abbas is a sahabi. Not just a sahabi, Ahle Bayt, Ali Rasul. He is not just any sahabi, he is from the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is a descendant of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Not just any sahabi, from Ahle Bayt, Ahle Rasul. On the other side, the young woman Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is talking about is a sahabi. And it is our aqidah, our iman, that the whole world full of Rabia Basris and Junaid Baghdadis put together, they will not be able to equal the dust of the shoe of a Sahabi. That is the maqam of taqwa, of acceptance that Allah has given the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So in such a scenario, where is it even possible for shaitan to come? Where is the room for shaitan? Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, by way of this practical example, was giving the ummah the lesson of Allah's sunnah till qiyamah. That if you do not preserve this barrier, if you do not preserve this barrier of haya, of lowering the gaze, of separating men and women, then this is Allah's sunnah that shaitan will come. Shaitan will come, your shariat and deen will get destroyed. This is the reason why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam practically gave us this example and showed us this. That ra'aytu shabban wa shabbatan. One side was a man, young man, the other side was a young woman. فَخَشِيتُ أَنْ يَدْخُلَ بَيْنَهُمَ الشَّيْطَانِ. I feared that shaitan would come in between them. Don't take your deen and iman for granted. Coming back to the verse of the Quran, Allah says, say to the believing men, say to the believing women, يَغُدُّوا أَبْصَارَهُمْ. Lower your gaze. And then what? وَيَحْفَظُوا فُرُوجَهُمْ. And protect your chastity. Protect your private parts. In other words, protect yourself from zina. The actual command in this verse is not lowering the gaze. The actual command is protect your chastity. But Shariat is giving an indication that without lowering this gaze, without this jewel, ulama say that that youngster who is able to lower his gaze, has that jewel of lowering, of haya, of shame and modesty. They say 1,000 shaitans will never be able to deviate it. He will subjugate the malaika. He will get the noor of akhirat. Allah's hidden system will be in his service if he will learn to control his gaze. And they say that youngster whose gaze is free, 1,000 Junaid Baghdadis will never be able to guide him. This roving gaze, behayai, shamelessness, freedom of the gaze, my respected brothers, this is that poison for even the cobra snake, for the poison of that snake, they got a serum. But this poison, there is no serum for it. This will destroy a man's iman, it will destroy a man's deen also. Hadith Qudsi, Abdullah bin Masood radiallahu anhu is the narrator. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Another sahmum mashum min isihami iblis. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the most poisonous arrow of the arrows of shaitan is the gaze. Because the gaze has a direct link to the heart. And Hadith Qudsi, Allah says, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that Allah says, the most poisonous arrow of the arrows of shaitan is the gaze. Man tarakaha min makhafati. He who will lower his gaze out of the fear of Allah. Allah says, out of my fear, if you will lower your gaze, abdaltuhu imanan yajidu halawatuhu fi qalbi. I will give you such iman, you will taste jannat on this earth. You will taste jannat on this earth if you lower your gaze. Your namaz will take you to the arsh of Allah. Wallah. Your namaz will take you to the arsh of Allah. Allah will give you the maza and ecstasy of Quran. Allah will give you the maza and ecstasy of his ibadat. You will get more sweetness than anyone is enjoying in anything in this world, if you will lower your gaze. There's one modernist, his name is Ushfaq Ahmad. In his autobiography, he mentions one incident. One of our Kabirin mentioned this. He says, once I was in a park in Birmingham in England. I was sitting on a bench with my wife. His wife's name is Banu. He writes in his autobiography. My wife Banu was sitting next to me. And I saw this Jamaat, Pakistani youngsters, out parallel Jamaat. They were making Salah in the park. So the one youngster, maybe was the Amir also, was making the Imamat, and the others were reading behind him. So he says, when I saw this, some young European girls, they became very inquisitive when they saw these people praying. To them, they never saw Salah, they didn't know what this was. So they approached these people, waiting to interact with them, to ask them some questions. So in his autobiography, this Ishaq Ahmed writes, he says, I told my wife Banu that let's go closer, because perhaps these people will need someone to interpret or translate for them. Because it looks like very interesting what is about to occur. So he says, with that intention, I went closer. But it transpired that this youngster could speak English, so there was no need for translation. So these young European girls, few of them, teenagers, they approached this youngster, young man who had been the imam. So they said, what were you doing? So he said, we were praying. So they said, it's not Sunday. How is it that you were praying? So they said, no, we pray 5 times every day. So they were shocked. 5 times every day you people pray. So much praying. So this youngster went on to explain, our Allah gives us food to eat, air to breathe, showers His bounties upon us 24 hours of every day. What is the harm if 5 times a day we show our thanks and our gratitude? Like that few questions they asked about Islam. But the point of this incident was at the end of it, they were very impressed by the answers. Curiosity was satisfied, a lot of interest in the deen also. At the end of it, this young girl, as is the culture, put her hand out to shake this youngster's hand. That thank you, very happy, you were gracious, you accommodated us. So thank part of the culture. She wanted to shake hands. So when she put her hand out like this to shake the hand, then this youngster didn't offer his hand. So straight away she got concerned. She says, I'm very sorry, did I offend you? So he says, no. I'm not shaking your hand, not because you have offended me. But he said, you see, my touch, or the touch of this hand, is a trust which belongs to my wife. And I cannot share that with anyone else. My Allah has commanded me not to share that with anyone else. Ishaq Ahmed writes that when this young girl heard that, she burst into tears. And she said, if only God will give us husbands like how your wife has. And in the commentary of this particular incident, he writes, he says, today, that dawat of the haya and shame and modesty of Islam has taken place, that if volumes were written, it would not be able to equal the dawat of Islam that took place. We have our culture and we have our identity. Inna li kulli deenin khuluqa wa khuluqul Islam al haya. Our culture, our identity is haya, is shameless, is modesty. This is something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves. There's one sahabi, his name is Ashaj Abdul Qais radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. When he came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, Inna fika, it's a lengthy incident, I'm not going into the details, time is going. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told him, Inna fika khuluqain yuhibbuhumullah. That, oh Ashaj, in you are two qualities which Allah loves. Two qualities which Allah loves. So he asked, what qualities, Ya Rasulullah? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, the two qualities in you that Allah loves is, one is Allah has given you hilm. Allah has given you hilm. In this context, it meant foreplanning, tolerance, foreplanning. And the second, al-haya. Allah has given you haya and shame. Ajib question he then asked. He said, Ya Rasulullah, qadiman o haditha. Qadiman o haditha. What this means? He said, Ya Rasulullah, were these qualities naturally in me from before? Or after entering Islam, I have developed these qualities? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, bal qadiman. He said, no. These qualities were already in you from before. So then he said, Alhamdulillah, Alladhi, he said, all praise is due to Allah, that who instilled within me two qualities which Allah loves. Allah loves haya. Allah loves shame. Umm Khalad radiallahu ta'ala anha, it is mentioned on the Maidan of Uhud, as she comes onto the battlefield, looking for her son, people tell her, your son has become shaheed. Your son has become shaheed. Your son has been martyred. And then someone surprisingly comments that even in this occasion of grief, she's lost her son. She has not left her haya. She was in full parada. She had covered herself completely. So when Umm Khalad radiallahu ta'ala, this riwayat is mentioned in Abu Dawud Sharif. When Umm Khalad radiallahu ta'ala heard that comment, she said, my son may have been sacrificed. It does not mean my haya and shame must be sacrificed. This is the type of haya and shame we find that Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam instilled in Sahaba Ikram. And this is the culture of our deen. Our elders, this is their cry. They say haya, shame, has become an unknown entity today, hidden away in some cave. Whereas it is an integral and inseparable part of our deen and our Islam. And it is the protection of our deen, protection of our iman, protection of our ibadat. In any case, I digress, coming back to this incident. This woman became attracted by this youngster. So what she would do is that she would dress up, decorate herself. Every night she knew the road he would take, that he would pass by her house. So she would come out and try to entice him towards haram. She continued this for many days, until in a moment of weakness, tabi'aha, this youngster followed her. When he came to the door, he entered. She entered and he was about to enter. Then he remembered Allah. He remembered Allah, the fear of Allah. And this verse, and this consciousness of Allah and this fear of Allah communicated itself in the form of a verse of the Quran which he recited. What verse? Allah says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا. Who are the people of taqwa? إِنَّ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا. Verily the people of taqwa. Sometimes shaitan touches them. إِذَا مَسَّهُمْ طَائِفٌ مِّنَ الشَّيْطَانِ. In a moment of weakness they go towards the machinations or the traps of shaitan. Then their taqwa, their iman, that inner defensive system which Allah has placed in them, tadhakkaru, causes them to heed and realize. فَإِذَا هُمْ مُبْصِرُونَ. And thereafter they desist from what is wrong. When they remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the fear of Allah. Like Yusuf alayhi salam, ma'ad Allah, inni innahu rabbi ahsana matwaya. That Zulaykha, Allah's fear, this will never happen. So when this verse of the Quran, this youngster recited it, had such an effect on him that he fell down unconscious. So this woman sent for her servant. Servant helped her and they carried him. Carried the body of this unconscious youngster. Left it at the door of his elderly father. Knocked the door and went away. When the father came out looking for him, he found his son unconscious. So he called some family people. They carried him inside. And then when they revived him, much of the night had passed. So his father said to him that, oh my beloved son, what happened? So he said, oh my father, good happened. Allah blessed me. So he said, I give you the name of Allah. I give you the qasam of Allah. Tell me in detail what happened. So the son related the incident to his father, what had occurred. So he said, oh my beloved son, which verse of the Quran did you read? Which verse of the Quran became the means of you having saved yourself from committing haram? So then he mentioned this verse. The youngster read the ayat again, and this time it had such an effect that now he fell down unconscious and he passed away. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا إِذَا مَسَّهُمْ طَائِفٌ مِّنَ الشَّيْطَانِ تَذَكَّرُوا فَإِذَا هُمْ مُبْصِرُونَ. So they bathed his body, they took him out, and that same night they buried him. The next day the news reached Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Umar came to his father, made taziyat, gave him his consolation, and then said, why didn't you send for me? Before burying him, why didn't you send for me? So the father responded and said, "O Amir al-Mu'mineen, it was night time, we didn't want to trouble you." So Umar said, "Take me to his grave." So whoever was with Umar accompanied Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and they went to the grave of this youngster. Umar stood at the side of the grave, and he said, "Ya Fulan," called out the name of the youngster, and recited the verse of the Qur'an, وَلِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ جَنَّتَانِ. The one who fears the day when he has to stand in front of Allah, Allah will give him two jannats. Allah will give him two jannats. When Umar radiallahu anhu read this verse of the Quran, then all those that were present heard it also. From the grave, the youngster responded. فَأَجَابَهُ الْفَتَى مِنْ دَاخِلِ الْقَبْرِ. From inside the grave, the youngster responded, "Ya Umar, قَدْ آتَانِيهِ مَا رَبِّي فِي الْجَنَّةِ مَرَّتَيْنِ. Allah has given me both jannats already. Allah has given me both jannats already." So this is what we call the thamara, the recompense, the return for the jewel of haya, of shame, of modesty. In fact, as Imam Yusuf Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi in Hayat al-Sahaba has devoted an entire chapter to this, to haya. She's actually very, very pertinent and prevalent to our current situation. What is even more important, as I mentioned, my respected brothers, is that one is the weakness is there. Allah protect us, Allah make it easy for us. The other worst fitna that we are facing is the attempt to try to make it permissible. There are certain barriers for protection that Allah and His Rasul have erected. Let us not try to break down those barriers. And let us not try to justify. Allah has kept the protection of our women, the dignity, their honor, their status, their maqam, Allah has kept within the homes. If we are going to upend that and try to take them out of the home, then it can only lead to halakat. It can only lead to destruction. No khair or benefit will come out of it. All of us will try and do this, inshallah. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله ولك الملك كله بيدك الخير كله على نيته وسر لك الحمد على نعمة الإيمان ولك الحمد على نعمة الإسلام ولك الحمد على نعمة الزوجات ولك الحمد على نعمة الأولاد لك الحمد على نعمك الكثيرة وآلائك الجثيمة لك الحمد على أن جعلتنا من خير أمة أخرجت للناس لك الحمد يا ربنا حتى ترضى ولك الحمد إذا رضيت ولك الحمد بعد الرضا سبحان الذي تعطف بالعز وقال به سبحان الذي لبس المجد وتكرم به سبحان الذي لا ينبغي التسبيح إلا له سبحان من أحصى كل شيء بعلمه سبحان ذي الفضل والطول سبحان ذي المن والنعم سبحان ذي المجد والكرم سبحان ذي الجلال والإكرام اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على جسد محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم في الأجساد وصل على قبر محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم في القبور وصل على روح محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم في الأرواح اللهم صل على محمد في الليل إذا يغشى وصل على محمد في النهار إذا تجلى اللهم صل على محمد أبد الآبدين اللهم صل على محمد دهر الداهرين اللهم صل على محمد كلما ذكره الذاكرون وكلما غفل عن ذكره الغافلون جزى الله عنا نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله اللهم إنا ندعوك الله وندعوك الرحمن وندعوك البر الرحيم وندعوك بأسمائك الحسنى كلها ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم أن تغفر لنا وترحمنا لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وقنا عذاب النار وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا ربنا ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا. ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا. ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا. أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. Oh my Allah, who is alone and has no partner. Oh my Allah, who has no sharik and no equal. Oh my Allah, who was forever, is forever, will be forever. Oh my Allah, whose kingdom knows no decline. Oh my Allah, whose power is muhit and encompasses every facet of His creation. Oh my Allah, whose greatness and majesty is such that if the trees have to turn into pens and the waters of the oceans have to turn into ink and we add another 7 oceans to it and this entire makhluk has to write your kalimat and your tarif and your greatness, the pens will come to an end, the ink will come to an end, the creation will perish. But oh my Allah, your greatness, your kibriya, your jalal, your azmat, your kibriya, your kalimat will never ever come to an end. Oh my Allah, all of us put together with all our combined intellects can never ever perceive your greatness. Oh my Allah, we can never praise you as you ought to be praised. Oh my Allah, every blade of grass, every leaf, every fruit, every wisp of air, Ya Allah, this every grain of sand is praising you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, we cannot praise you as you ought to be praised, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you are as you have praised yourself, Ya Allah. Anta al-qail. ونعم ما قلت سبح لله ما في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم له ملك السماوات والأرض يحيي ويميت وهو على كل شيء قدير هو الأول والآخر والظاهر والباطن وهو بكل شيء عليم هو الذي خلق السماوات والأرض في 6 أيام ثم استوى على العرش يعلم ما يلج في الأرض وما يخرج منها وما ينزل من السماء وما يعرج فيها وهو معكم أينما كنتم والله بما تعملون بصير له ملك السماوات والأرض وإلى الله ترجع الأمور يا من رفع السماء بقدرته ودح الأرض بإرادته وخلق الخلائق بمشيئته واستوى على العرش كما يليق بجلاله وبعظيم سلطانه أنت القائل ونعم ما قلت هو الله هو الله هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو عالم الغيب والشهادة هو الرحمن الرحيم هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار المتكبر سبحان الله عما يشركون هو الله الخالق البارئ المصور له الأسماء الحسنى له الأسماء الحسنى له الأسماء الحسنى يسبح له ما في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم ودتي Allah, with dirty, filthy tongues, our limited intellects, we can never ever praise you as you ought to be praised, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we have come with our begging bowls in front of you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are drowning in our sins, Ya Allah. Beneath every hair of our bodies is a gutter of your disobedience, Ya Allah. You commanded us, we disobeyed you. You commanded us, we disobeyed you. You sent your messengers to us, their calls fell on deaf ears, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you sent your reminders to us. We did not heed your reminders, Ya Allah. You told us to lower our gazes. We raised our gazes. You told us to fill the masjids. We emptied the masjids, Ya Allah.
Ya Allah, you sent your callers to call us. We didn't even turn around to look at them, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, yet despite this, the rain of your ni'mats and your bounties continued unabated upon us, Ya Allah. The least justification of your ni'mats and your bounties was we should have used those ni'mats to obey you, Ya Allah. We should have shown our gratitude to you. We should have made shukr to you, Ya Allah. Instead of that, Ya Allah, from head to toe, we were a gutter of ingratitude, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, instead of using your ni'mats to obey you, we used the same ni'mats to break your commands, Ya Allah. Allah, in every way possible, we showed our enmity towards you, Ya Allah. Not only you, Ya Allah, we showed enmity to your Habib, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you have said in your Quran, Inna ardi wasi'a, my earth is wide. Because of our enmity for you and your Habib, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this earth has become straitened and narrow for us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the ummah of your Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is being slaughtered, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the rivers are flowing with the blood of this ummah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, whether it is Palestine, whether it is Burma, whether it is Syria, whether it is Kashmir, Ya Allah, Ya Allah. Every day, Ya Allah, every day we receive news of suffering and torment that is being meted out against this ummah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Fir'aun slaughtered 70,000 of the children of the Bani Israel. Ya Allah, the Fir'auns of today have slaughtered hundreds and thousands of the babies of this ummah, Ya Allah. They have sent their bombs, Ya Allah. The bodies of the babies of this ummah are burnt and scarred beyond recognition, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, still their thirst is not being quenched, Ya Allah. Still their thirst is not being quenched, Ya Allah. This ummah is suffering, Ya Allah. Hunger has become the order of the day. Becoming refugees have become the order of the day, Ya Allah. They are living in tents, they are living in camps, Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Innahum jiyaun fa'at'imuhum. Innahum uratun fa'aksuhum. Innahum hufatun fa'hamiluhum. Ya Allah. Kiske saamne hum apne dukh ko pesh kar rahe tere siwa. Ya Allah, who else can we place our pain in front besides you, Ya Allah? Ya Allah, you have shown us in your Quran, your Nabi Nuh alayhi salam, he placed his 950 years of dukh and pain in front of you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah. The darkness that has descended upon this ummah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, there doesn't even appear to be any sign of light, Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Ya Allah, no doubt. No doubt it is our gunas. No doubt it is our transgressions, Ya Allah. No doubt it is our zulm and our oppression, Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, the son of Azar, Ya Allah, Azar was an idol worshipper. You made his son your Khalilullah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the son of Khattab, he was an idol worshipper, Ya Allah. He took a sword, and he wanted to slaughter your Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And you made him Farooq, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you gave him space at the feet of your Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You made him radiyallahu anhu, Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are sinners, we are drowning in our sins, but we have never stretched our hands out to anybody else but you, Ya Allah. Beshak hum kamzor hain, beshak hum gunahgar hain, beshak hum munafiq hain, beshak hum gunahon mein doob rahe hain, Ya Allah, no doubt we are drowning in our sins, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, but we make you a witness that we have love for you in our hearts, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, hum tujhse muhabbat karte hain, Ya Allah, tujhse muhabbat karte hain. Ya Allah. Ya Allah.
Yalla Hinda chewed the liver of Hamza. You made her radiallahu anha. Yalla. You made her radiallahu anha. Ya Allah, the Sahaba of your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they saw Madina Munawwara, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, they saw the Quran coming down. They saw Wahi coming down. They saw the Mubarak chair of your Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, all we have seen is shamelessness. All we have seen is nakedness, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, this dirty, filthy environment, Ya Allah, is like a steel wall in front of us. Every time we are trying to come one step towards you, we are going 20 steps backwards. Tere izzat ki qasam, humne acche banne ki bahut koshish ki hai Allah. Humne acche banne ki bahut koshish ki hai Allah. Lekin hum nahi ban sake. We tried to better ourselves, Ya Allah. We tried, Ya Allah. Humne bahut koshish kiya, Ya Allah. Lekin har taraf behayai, har taraf fohsh, har taraf nafarmani, Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Khar hai, badkar hai, doobe huye zillat mein. Kuch bhi ho, kuch bhi ho, kuch bhi ho. لیکن تیرے محبوب صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے امتی ہے یا اللہ تیرے محبوب کے امتی ہے یا اللہ تیرے محبوب کے امتی ہے یا اللہ مسجد نبوی is a witness کعب بن عجرہ رضی اللہ عنہ entered the masjid he saw your حبیب صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم he said یا رسول اللہ ما لی اراک متغیر اللون he said یا رسول اللہ why has your face changed color Your Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ya Kaab, ma dakhala jawfi, ma yadkhulu jawfa dhati kabid mundu thalath. O Kaab, 3 days have passed. 3 days have passed. 3 days have passed. And not one morsel of food has entered my stomach. ہم نے تیرے ساتھ دشمنی کیا ہم نے تیرے حبیب صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے ساتھ بے وفائی کیا یا اللہ اللہ we showed our disloyalty to you we showed our disloyalty to your حبیب صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم یا اللہ ہم اقراری مجرم ہیں میرے مالک ہم اقراری مجرم ہیں ہمارے پاس کوئی عذر نہیں ہے there is no excuse یا اللہ یا اللہ قوی فانتظر لا بری فاعتذر بل مستغفر بل مستغفر بل مستغفر Ya Allah, on this Mubarak night, Ya Allah, on this Mubarak night, Ya Allah, on behalf of the entire Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we have no amal to present. All we can do is present the tears of your Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We are beseeching you, Ya Allah, forgive our sins, Ya Allah. 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 Forgive the sins of the day, the sins of the night, the sins we have committed openly, the sins we have committed secretly. Every type of sin is there, Ya Allah. Every type of sin is there, Ya Allah. Every type of sin is there, Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Hum doob rahe. Mere malik, hum gunah mein doob rahe. We are drowning in our sins, Ya Allah. La malja, wa la manja. There's no other salvation. There's no other door, Ya Allah. The Firauns of today are saying, where is your Allah? ہم تجھے بلانے کے لیے آئے میرے مالک یا اللہ we have come to call you یا اللہ the little child goes in the street someone hits the child someone beats the child says I'm going to call my papa for you I'm going to call my papa یا اللہ you love us more than our parents یا اللہ Ya Allah, they have pride on their weaponry and their armies and their technology. Ya Allah, we don't have weaponry, we don't have armies, we don't have technology, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we only have you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we only have you, Ya Allah. We only have you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we only have you, Ya Allah. You are Qadir Mutlaq, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you are Inna Allah ala kulli shayin Qadir, Ya Allah. You are Inna al-Quwwata lillahi jami'a, Ya Allah. You are lillahi al-amru min qablu wa min ba'di, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you are ala lahul khalq wal
الأمر فتبارك الله رب العالمين. يا الله يا الله يا الله يا الله، اللهم اكفناهم بما شئت، اللهم اكفناهم بما شئت، اللهم اكفناهم بما شئت. يا الله يا الله، you are sufficient for us. يا الله، كفى بالله وكيلا، كفى بالله شهيدا، كفى بالله وليا، كفى بالله حفيظا. يا الله، it is your pukar. I am sufficient for you. It is your pukar. أليس الله بكافٍ عبدا. يا الله، we are your bandas. We are your slaves. يا الله، يا الله، we take قسم upon your عزت that we love you. يا الله، يا الله، we are believers in your وحدانية. يا الله، يا الله، we are beseeching you. يا الله، on behalf of the entire ummah. يا الله، change the conditions. يا الله، يا الله، change the conditions. يا الله، our brothers and sisters wherever they are suffering, alleviate their sufferings. يا الله، يا الله، help them. يا الله، they are without protection, give them protection. Ya Allah, they are without homes and shelter, give them homes and shelter. Ya Allah, ya Allah, they are without clothing, clothe them. Ya Allah, ya Allah, they are without food. Ya Allah, feed them. Ya Allah, ya Allah, ya Allah, ya Allah, help the ummah wherever they are suffering. Ya Allah, the firaun of today, hidayat is muqaddar for them, give them hidayat quickly. Ya Allah, ya Allah, otherwise remove them from the surface of the earth. Ya Allah, remove the obstacles of hidayat. Ya Allah, ya Allah, we are asking you hidayat for our insani brothers. Ya Allah, give the Americans hidayat, give the Australians hidayat, give the Chinese hidayat, give the Asians hidayat. Ya Allah, give the Africans hidayat. Ya Allah, ya Allah, ya Allah, this humanity, this is the ummah of your Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, like ants. Ya Allah, like ants, they are going in droves towards Jahannam. Ya Allah, they are going in droves towards Jahannam. Ya Allah, ya Allah, through the barakat of Ramadan, blow the winds of hidayat. Ya Allah, blow the winds of hidayat. Ya Allah, blow the winds of hidayat. Ya Allah, ya Allah, bring the ummah back to the masjid. Ya Allah, bring us back to the masjid. Ya Allah, bring us back to the masjid. Ya Allah, make us the ummah of the Quran, make us the ummah of sunnah. Ya Allah, ya Allah, ya Allah, ya Allah, give us the jazba of sahaba. Ya Allah, accept us for the work of da'wat and tabligh. Ya Allah, is kaam ke haqaiq hamare samne khol de, is kaam ke nafa khol de, is kaam ko apne zindagi ke maqsad banane ke taufeeq naseeb farma de. Ya Allah, hame deen ke dai bana de, hame deen ke dai bana de, hame deen ke dai bana de, sifat wali da'i bana de. Ya Allah, ya Allah, remove negative qualities from our hearts. Ya Allah, remove hatred, malice, jealousy, envy. Ya Allah, cleanse our hearts. Ya Allah, ya Allah, cleanse our hearts. Ya Allah, give us the qualities of iman. Ya Allah, ya Allah, tere kehne wale ne keh diya, har tamanna dil se rukhsat ho chuki, har tamanna dil se rukhsat ho chuki, ab to aaja, ab to khalwat ho chuki, ساری دنیا سے وحشت ہو چکی، اب تو آجا، اب تو آجا، اب تو آجا، اب تو خلوت ہو چکی. You become ours, make us yours, ya Allah. You become ours, make us yours, ya Allah. You become ours. Grant us your love. Grant us the love of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Grant us the love of your obedience, ya Allah. Grant us the hatred of your disobedience, ya Allah. Save us from riba. Save us from haram. Save us from treachery. Save us from lies. Save us from deception, ya Allah. Ya Allah, rizq-e halal naseeb farma de, ya Allah. Barkat wali rizq naseeb farma de, ya Allah. Bila jadd o juhud. Ya Allah, afiyat wali rizq naseeb farma de, ya Allah. Hamari hifazat farma de, ya Allah. Ya Allah, ya Allah, we are not worthy of being tested. Don't test us, ya Allah. Hum imtihan ke liye nahi sajte, ya Allah. Afiyat de de, hifazat farma de, ya Allah. Ya Allah, khatima wala iman de de, ya Allah. Give us Ya Allah, give us maut on iman, ya Allah. Give us husn-e khatima, ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us husn-e khatima. Make the last days of our life the best days of our lives, ya Allah. Ya Allah, let us not leave this world in a condition where you are angry with us, ya Allah. Let us not leave this world in some guna or in some wrong, ya Allah. Ya Allah, let us leave this world, ya Allah, on iman, with the kalima on our lips, ya Allah. Ya Allah, let the malaika be coming down with roses and bouquets, ya Allah. Let them not be coming down with the hammers and with tongs, ya Allah. Ya Allah, the time of our mort, let the nida be there. Ya ayyatuha nafsul mutmainna. Ya ayyatuha nafsul mutmainna. Irji'i. ارجعي الى ربك، ارجعي الى ربك، راضية مرضية فادخلي في عبادي فادخلي في عبادي وادخلي جنتي. عيسى موتى من نسيب فرمادي عيسى موتى من نسيب فرمادي میرے مالک تیرے مہربانی ہوگی اللہ. Those of our brothers and sisters that have passed away and are mubtala in azab of qabr, remove the azab of qabr, ya Allah. Make their qabrs gardens from the gardens of Jannah. Do not make it pits from the pits of Jahannam. Save us from the azab of Hashar. Save us from the azab of Hashar. Your Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, Man husiba faqad nuqisha. The one whose hisab takes place, the one whose file is open will be destroyed. Ya Allah, don't open our files, ya Allah. Don't open our files, ya Allah. Don't open our files, ya Allah. Ya Allah, in this world we have seen the example. Sometimes a child scribbles, then the child brings the scribbling to his father. He says, Papa, see what I've written. The father looks at the scribbling, and he says, Shabash, mere beta. Ya Allah, you also say Shabash. Don't open our files. Don't open our files, Ya Allah. Don't open our files. Amen. Us din ki ruswai se bacha de. Save us from the thongs of your malaika. Save us from the malaika and the chains, Ya Allah. From the handcuffs of the malaika, Ya Allah. Let us receive our book of deeds in the right hand, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us Jame Kosar from the hand of your Habib, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Ya Allah, the fire of Jahannam. What descriptions you have given in your Quran, Ya Allah. Fi samum wa hamim wa dhillim mi yahmum. إذ الأغلال في عناقهم والسلاسل يسحبون في الحميم ثم في النار يسجرون نارا أحاط بهم سرادقها وإن يستغيثوا يغاثوا بماء كالمهل يشوي الوجوه وساد مرتفقا. يا میرے مالك دوزخ اب سے برداشت نہیں ہو سکتا. We will never be able to bear that fire. Ya Allah, you gave us Ramadan, Ya Allah. You gave us these Mubarak nights, Ya Allah. Whether it is Laylatul Qadr or not, Ya Allah. There is no difficulty for you to give it the shan of Laylatul Qadr, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, on this Mubarak night, make the decision, Ya Allah. Make the decision, Ya Allah. Make the decision, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, tell your Malaika also, Ya Allah. Malaika of this masjid, entreat on our behalf. Beg our Allah on our behalf to make the decision to save us from Jahannam. Save us from Jahannam. Save us from Jahannam. Save our parents, our wives, our children, Ya Allah. Save the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma atiq riqabana wa riqaba walidina wa ummahatina wa azwajina wa uladina wa jami'a qaribina wa jami'a ummati Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam minan nari bi qudratik. Allahumma harrim luhumana ala al-nar. Allahumma harrim luhumana ala al-nar. Allahumma harrim ajsadana ala al-nar, Ya Allah. اللهم اجعلنا من عتقاء شهر رمضان. اللهم اجعلنا من عتقاء شهر رمضان. اللهم اجعلنا. يا الله, grant us جنة الفردوس. Grant us جنة الفردوس. Grant us جنة الفردوس, Ya Allah. Your Habib صلى الله عليه وسلم will become so happy, Ya Allah. There will be no shortage in your treasures, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us جنة الفردوس. Our families, the entire ummah of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. Ya Allah, protect the muqaddasat of the ummah. Protect the Haramain Sharifain. Protect Aqsa, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, wherever the work of deen is taking place, whether it is madaris, whether it is khankas, whether it is zikr, Ya Allah, whether it is talim, tadris, whether it is dawat, tabligh, any effort of deen that is pleasing to you, Ya Allah, take it from strength to strength, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make it a zariah and a means of hidayat, Ya Allah. Protect it, Ya Allah. Utilize us for it, Ya Allah. Give us a share in it, Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Ya Allah.
Allah, our parents, Ya Allah.
We will never be able to repay them, Ya Allah. Rabbirhamhuma, 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 kama rabbayana saghira.
All those who have asked for du'as, all those that are mutawakki of du'as, Ya Allah. All those who have requested du'as, Ya Allah. All those that are in pareshani or difficulty, Ya Allah.
O ulama'i kirama wa sadizai kirama wa kabirina wa elders, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, all those who have done ihsan upon us in any way, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant them the best in this world and the hereafter. Fulfill all the jais hajat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, take the work of deen from them, Ya Allah. Grant them all khatima bil khair, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, those that have passed away, fill the covers with noor, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, jata hua Ramadan hai, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ramadan is already gone, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we didn't spend this month in the way you're supposed to spend it, Ya Allah. Amare be'usulia, amare la parwaya ko maaf farma. Ya Allah, accept whatever little we did, Ya Allah. Accept whatever little we did. Ya Allah, shari qubooliyat se nawaz de, Ya Allah. Shari qubooliyat se nawaz de, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, there is no one else we can turn to. No other door we can turn to. No one else, Ya Allah. It is only you, Ya Allah. You are only salvation, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, you have said in your Quran, wa amma sa'il fala tanhar. Do not turn the beggar away. Ya Allah, it is your command. Don't turn the beggar away. I'm beek mangre, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are beggars. We have come with our begging bowls to your door, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah. Abhi khali haath wapas na kar. La tu khayyib rajana. La tu khayyib rajana. Ya Allah, one time, Ya Allah. One time, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, one time, say to your malaika, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, one time say to Jibreel also, Ya Allah. Ek dafa mere malik keh de. Ya Allah, one time, Ya Allah, say to your malaika that I make you a witness that I have forgiven them. Amara kaam ban jayega mere malik, amara kaam ban jayega. اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من الرياء والسمعة اللهم اجعل أعمالنا كلها خالصة لوجهك الكريم اللهم اجعلنا ممن صام الشهر واستكمل الأجر وأدرك ليلة القدر وفاز بالثواب والأجر اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك من عبدك ورسولك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من كل شر ما استعاذك من عبدك ورسولك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم أنت المستعان وليك البلاء ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم صلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا ومطاعنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين الحمد لله.